Welcome to Legislative Report, featuring today Lancaster County Representative Brian Cutler. And Representative Cutler, you have proposed legislation to address end-of-life issues for individuals. Explain that.
Yeah, Greg, thank you very much. It is known as the POLST, or Pennsylvania Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatments, and it really would be a complement to an advance directive or a living will, which I know many of the listeners might have, and I myself have. And this is particularly for those individuals who are terminally ill, and it would not be a surprise if they were to pass away in the very near future. And the advantage that this has over a living will is that these would documents would actually become an actionable medical order. So whether or not you wanted everything done or nothing done, you could sit down ahead of time, discuss your course of treatment with your doctor, and then he would write a series of orders that upon your admission to the hospital could be acted on. That way, the doctors would be able to carry out your wishes, and it would certainly make it a lot easier on you as a patient, as well as your family, with having to make those decisions at that critical time.
The state's facing a budget shortfall of more than $1 billion. Is there any solution to this shortfall without having to raise taxes on Pennsylvanians?
Yes, I think this really highlights the need to continue to reinvent the government and the way that we deliver our core services. And while a portion of that shortfall will be clawed back next month, there was a date change in the collection of some of the revenue where it was pushed from April to May. So we expect some of that revenue to come back. The truth is that our expenses continue to far outstrip the growth of our revenue. And in that regard, the governor is correct. We do have a revenue problem. But the answer is not to tax our citizens more. The answer is to make sure that we stop losing jobs and individuals and young people to other states. When you look at our population here in the Commonwealth, our fastest growing demographic or age group is those over 80, and those from like 25 to 45 are the ones most likely to leave. So we need to ensure that we can have economic growth, a robust economy, and great opportunities for all of our citizens. I think we can do that. That's going to take some major policy changes in terms of our educational approach, in terms of our ability to streamline government, for example, with Department of Environmental Protection permitting. The construction jobs have seen 0% growth year over year. It's the only section of our economy to not grow. That is directly related to the fact that there's an 18-month plus backlog on getting permits to build. So if we can improve all of these items, we can improve our economic growth, and then we can improve the bottom line in terms of tax collection and revenue. The other side, of course, is to cut expenses. I'm a person who for a long time has never believed that government should be in the sale of alcohol, and I would like to see the continued privatization of that. We also need to get a better look at our pension system, reform that, help curb those costs in the future. That won't help the budget immediately, but it will help it into the future and for future legislative sessions.
Many in your district enjoy ice cream, and I believe you're going to be hosting an ice cream social.
Yes, myself and Senator Scott Martin will be hosting that event on May the 15th. From 7 to 8:30, I believe, at the Solanco High School. We, at the time of the recording here, we still do have a handful of seats. So if you're going to be interested in coming, we do need an RSVP because of the limits with the room size and ordering the supplies. So we're looking for anybody to come. Call us at 717-284-1965 or send us an email through the website, www.repcutler.com.
Representative Cutler, thank you for being with us on Legislative Report.